Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Charles Havkost of the Department of Health and Human Services. He's also the program manager for the Grants.gov initiative. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Paul.
And joining us in our conversation is Morris Wick. Good morning, Morris.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Charlie, perhaps you could start by telling us about the Grants.gov initiative.
Grants.gov is one of the 24 Quicksilver initiatives, and it's a government-wide effort to unify and simplify grants processes. It's meant to streamline, to make the grant process appear more coherent to those external customers, the grantee organizations.
And for most people who don't understand, I mean, government gives a lot of grants. This is a very large problem in the context of what government does.
Government does a tremendous amount of grant-making activity. In a recent fiscal year, it was $360 billion and over 200,000 awards or funding transactions. So this is how a significant portion of government service gets provided.
Can you describe the vision and the goals of the program?
The main point about Grants.gov is that it's meant to take processes that today appear fragmented to the grantee community, to those external communities, the states, the counties, the nonprofits, the academic institutions, the tribes, the public housing authorities. All these market segments or these grantee communities face what look like fragmented or stovepiped processes across the federal agencies. The grant processes have different points of contact, different ways to interact, different ways to find opportunities across the many different grant-making agencies. The vision of Grants.gov is to produce a unified storefront for those customers of federal grants, those grantee organizations, and to provide a unified way to find opportunities, to apply for grants electronically, and to manage those grants.
Charlie, how many departments and agencies are involved in the effort?
Well, in reality, it's all the federal grant-making agencies. There's 26 federal grant-making agencies, and they're all involved in this. And we've really gotten great participation from all of those grant-making agencies. And this spans the government. The initiative is supported by all those agencies and yet most directly supported by the 11 partner agencies. The Department of Health and Human Services is the managing partner, but we've, in addition to Health and Human Services, there are 10 other partners: Department of Defense, Education, Housing and Urban Development, Department of Justice, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, Department of Commerce, Department of Labor, Homeland Security, and the National Science Foundation. So you can see those are big grant-making agencies, in general, relatively big grant-making agencies from across the government. And those are the partners that make up our funding stream here in the first phase, as well as a lot of the governance for the initiative.
What's the budget for this initiative?
The first phase of the initiative has a budget of $20 million, and that's to produce to get the initiative started, to have a program management office, and then to produce this storefront that's going to give us the unified way to announce opportunities, or from the external perspective, to find those opportunities, and the unified way to apply electronically.
And how much of the grant money described, what, $300 billion, is involved?
In our initial phase, we're really looking at the competitive opportunities, because that's the low-hanging fruit for us, or it's the place where there's the most transactions. If there's a we didn't really look so much at formula grants where there's a formula of how much each state's going to get, or mandatory grants where blocks of money get moved to different entities, because there's not much reason for them to hunt for those opportunities. They know about those. It's written in the legislation how much. So it's in the competitive arena or the discretionary arena that there's this need to be able to find out about those opportunities. And it's in that competitive arena where we get the most number of applications per award. In a formula grant, there's one application for every award, because it's predefined how much, say, a state is going to get for a particular function. In the competitive arena, while it varies across agencies, there may be three, four, 10 applications for every single award. So that's in the electronic application arena. That's where we're going to get the volume of applications, is in that discretionary arena. So that turns out to be a significant fraction of the $360 billion, but it is a fraction.
Can you describe to us the history behind the inception of the project?
Grants.gov is, as I said, one of the 24 Quicksilver initiatives. The Quicksilver effort came out of the President's Management Agenda. And the President's Management Agenda specifically mentions grants as an area that needs work. The President's Management Agenda doesn't use the word broken, but it describes a fragmented environment, and an environment that's fragmented enough appears from an external perspective to be broken, to be shattered in some way. So the President's Management Agenda describes grants as an area where the government needs to do a better job, and to do a more unified job, and to be more citizen-centric, or to be more focused on the needs and the requirements of these external entities. To work together across the government. So that brought about the topic of grants being one of the Quicksilver initiatives. That has really given us a great entree into this. Grants.gov is in some ways the fulfillment of expectation for advancement and improvement that's been bubbling in the grant making community across the government for some time. There's even a law, Public Law 106-107, that gives us a legislative mandate to streamline the grant making functions for the benefit of the grantee community. This is, agencies have known as they get these, as they get paper applications, hey, this isn't the right way to do business anymore. And there's been some effort to try to make that better. And it's those efforts have produced results, and yet have largely been ad hoc or volunteer committee efforts. Grants.gov, I think, is the first time that there's been a dedicated program management office to this, that there's been a funding strategy that's viable to produce systems and to produce the kind of deliverables that we're talking about, the unified way to find opportunities and the unified way to apply electronically. So there's been a lot, there's been effort across the government, there's been people who realized we need to do a better job of simplifying grant processes and having grant processes be more electronic. We're trying to bring those to fruition in grants.gov.
Why is HHS the lead on this project?
HHS is the biggest grant-making agency. HHS also shares with OMB the lead for Public Law 106-107 implementation. So that's two. Being the biggest grant-making agency gives us some advantages. It gives HHS a big stake in the success of grants.gov in any case. Whether HHS was the managing partner or not, HHS would have a big stake in the success of grants.gov. By having HHS be the managing partner with the volume of grant making that HHS does, the support of HHS, the support of Secretary Thompson, can help make grants.gov a success by giving us this kind of base of grants to deal with or to handle from the outset. So that's an advantage for us, and it's a good advantage and a good reason for HHS being the managing partner, being a big grant-making agency. Being the co-lead with OMB on Public Law 106-107 implementation also is an advantage and a reason for grants.gov to be housed within HHS. The Public Law 106-107 in some ways can pave the way, can knock down some of the policy barriers that might face grants.gov. And there's some good examples of that, how in the Public Law 106-107 efforts, they produced the data set for a unified announcement of a grant opportunity. We've been able to take that use that as a foundation for the unified way to announce or the unified way to find opportunities. So we're working in synergy with Public Law 106-107 efforts, and so that again helps that HHS is co-lead with OMB for Public Law 106-107 and is the managing partner for grants.gov. There's a good tie-in.
That's an interesting point about the role of HHS. How will e-grants change the business process of an agency? We'll ask Charles Hafkos of HHS to tell us about this when the Business of Government Hour returns.